God was born into a family, because that's where people should be born. And so God provided this man, who is now the patron of the whole church, with incredible sanctity, and he cooperated. And so we see before us there the recapitulation of Genesis. It is not good for Adam to be alone. In other words, God has inserted into humanity these two realities, masculine and feminine. And they are here in the birth of Jesus. You see, he's necessary, not as the natural father in the natural course of events, but as the spiritual father and spiritual husband of Mary. He's a linchpin in the whole providence of the incarnation. And that should show us many things as we face the world in which we live. Without that reality reflected, as Jesus said, you see, can you imagine Jesus without a father? A human father? Where is he going to get that basic human understanding to share in his divine understanding of the Father? And who is a father? And what is the role of a father? You see? And how could he exercise that? Jesus. You see, if Joseph were not there to be a father. And so we look on him, you see, as implementing and radiating the reality of the incarnation. God was born into a family. It says this morning in the Magnificat, Jacob of Serug, great early father, says, Joseph always looked on Mary as the high priest looked on the Holy of Holies. I mean, this is where God dwells, you see. This is, and so, but it's so important in our day. Mankind has rebelled against God in a remarkable way. And the most vulnerable part of the attack was in the West, in Europe, and then here. So that the world, generally speaking, is atheist. Atheos, without theos. But that makes him apatritos as well, without a father. Without that principle, the world goes crazy. The reason we have such a widespread affliction of homosexuality is because that principle is not there of fatherhood, which is reliability, love, affection, and truth. It's not there. And so people, and that's the basic problem of the civilization. You see, it's that problem. And you can see, I hope you're getting what I'm saying, you see, it requires this to reflect God. And so, Jesus was born into a human family because he is God, yes, but he's also a human being. And Joseph was, as tradition has called him, the shadow of the Father. He was a human embodiment of God the Father. And that gave Jesus that whole totality of being human. It isn't only that he was male. No, he was a father. with sanctity, you know, with an awareness of his role. He loved Jesus with the affection of a father. So he loved God with the affection of a father. And he cared for him with truth, with reliability, you see, with affection. All those things that are meant to be in humanity. One of the first things that goes when a culture becomes atheistic is a sense of fatherhood. And when that goes, homosexuality. And that's where we are. The problem is a lack of a knowledge of the Father. And so you can see how important it is that men be fathers. Fathers. You see? God the Father himself will come into certain lives and reveal himself. And in so doing, you see, make that person able to be strong and affectionate and founded on truth. So we pray today, you see, when we're going out to pray at the abortion clinics, for God to turn back this alienation of the whole Western world, but the rest of the world never had it the way the Western world had it. God the Father, think of the passion plays. Think of the stories. Think of the understanding, you see. And we should pray today that St. Joseph, who is the father of the church, the patron saint of the church, you know, help us restore that reality to the church. We have to make sure that the Father's face is visible. When there is no vision of the Father's face, then there's fear of whoever God is. That makes for anger. That makes for alienation. That makes for fear of each other, male and female. That makes for homosexuality. Paul says that, right? In Romans 1. And so we have this today, this feast of Joseph. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to let us penetrate this, to penetrate this reality, and encourage the men to be that. I once told a bunch of boys, you know, college boys, I think they were, I said, now look, when you're dating, you know the girls who are all vulnerable because they didn't have a father and they're looking for male affection, and you can take advantage of that and exploit them sexually, and God will make you answer. Instead, show them a male affection that can build them up, that can help them to have that restored to them, because they never had it. When God the Father is not known, the world falls into the chaos that we see now. God made sure that his own Son, made man, had a father who could be a human father, who could mediate to him all that in his divinity he already knows as God the Father.